Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for the most average podcast ever. It's Zach.
Where did he go to medical school?
He went to Northwestern and Johns Hopkins. Is that good enough for you?
No, it's not.
And the nose.
Well, Brennan, those are very prestigious schools.
I smoked pot with Johnny Hopkins.
You don't know anyone named Johnny Hopkins.
It was Johnny Hopkins and Sloan Kettering, and they were blazing that shit up every day.
All right, folks, welcome back. Zach and the Nose Podcast, we're back. We're ready. It's fantasy football season. We did a lot of eating over the summer. We're still doing more eating. We're not done with all those podcasts, by the way. The Fantasy Food League is still in effect at some point. We're just taking it a little slow now because fantasy football is back. The NFL is back. We're in the preseason. This is the week of the third game of the preseason. Everyone gets very excited. The starters are here. Everything is great. Ah, well, we're back. Zach and the Nose Podcast is back. And as always, my partner in crime, at Spencer Nose on Twitter. If you have any questions for him, the Nose. Spencer is here with me. Spencer, first off, welcome back.
It is so great to be back. I got to be honest with you. I've been waiting for this podcast for over a year.
Right.
Last year we started in week 5. That's when this thing took off. And all I've been dying to do is talk about my draft strategies with you guys and giving you a formula for extreme success. And we are here. I'm very excited to be here.
Yeah. We're here. By the way, this is volume 30 of Zach and the Nose Podcast, the Bernard King edition of the Zach and the Nose Podcast. I had plenty of good number 30s to go from, but I did Bernard King.
That's a good one.
Where are you at?
I'm going to go with a nostalgic play because my first ever year of really competitive fantasy football was in 1997, and I had the first pick overall, and I remember it, and it was Terrell Davis.
Oh, TD, of course.
Number 30, yep. And he was a monster. He earned that first pick for me. So for, you know, this draft, you know, excuse me, this podcast, number 30, easy one for me.
Bernard King or Terrell Davis, I'm okay with both of those choices. Normally we butt heads on that. We did not this time. Okay, so we're getting into the fantasy football drafts coming up. By the way, if a little background on the Nose, he's a fantasy football nerd, I like to call him, an expert, whatever you want to say. He's been doing this forever. He's been helping me for at least, I would say, about 8 or 9 years now in fantasy when it's coming to strategy or picking of players during the season, and he's the perfect person to give you guys advice as well, at Spencer Nose on Twitter. Been doing it forever. Okay, so with all that said, you're the expert here on this. The strategy for drafts coming into it, if you have not done your draft yet, I've done one of my two drafts so far, and I did a little bit of strategy kind of research with Nose before that, but give the people a strategy going into their drafts coming up, who to take, who to stay away from, but start from just kind of what to do to get ready and prepare for your fantasy football draft.
All right, great. So every year is different. That's the first start. So every year, I look at the depth charts of each, you know, position, and I immediately start to formulate the plan for each year. This year, it's quite simple. The quarterback position is out of control, loaded, people, to the point where I know they might be a little older, but someone like Drew Brees and Tom Brady being ranked like 14th and 15th overall quarterbacks is crazy, especially when a Brady now got a Gordon out of, you know, Josh Gordon coming back.
Right.
Yeah, I'm still a sucker for him. We'll talk talk about that later. So in a year where the quarterback is beyond loaded, and if you're in a 10, 12, or 14 team league, there is only one strategy. Do not take a quarterback early. Do not take a quarterback in minimum your first 6 picks.
Wow, okay.
So that's the strategy. We're jumping right into it. You have to have discipline. You have to be smart. And you can't on draft day get, oh, but Deshaun Watson's there in the early third at the steal. No, it's not. You're screwing up. Take Stephon Diggs there over Deshaun Watson, your team will look a lot better. So first and foremost, at least six rounds. I like to say go into the eighth or ninth round and take your quarterback, and you will be very surprised who you see there. And later on, we're going to talk about the quarterbacks that I love in that range that I think could be top five quarterbacks that you could get in your ninth round. So how are we going to do the first 6 to 7 rounds, right? This is what we're going to discuss.
Right, right. Okay. Well, even before you get into that, I'll give you this, or I'll do the counter argument to that.
Please.
It always happens where you're in a draft. Sometimes it usually happens with the tight ends when Gronk was there also, where all of a sudden someone takes Gronk, someone takes Kelsey, everyone gets scared. Now Ertz is gone. Now Kittle's gone. Who else can we get? Someone get Njoku. Someone get O.J. Howard. The quarterbacks are scary also, because if you're in a two-quarterback league or whatever it is and somebody breaks that ice, takes Mahomes, takes Watson, takes one of those guys up top, all of a sudden it's like you're almost scared and you have to go on the QB run. Stay away from that, you're saying.
You never want to be in the middle or towards the end of any type of run for any position, okay? So the big sucker move is when you see tight ends going,
right.
Your immediate reaction is, oh, I got to get a tight end. That is the exact wrong way to draft. That is when you see that run, you laugh at the run. You encourage the run because you want other people to take tight ends there when you're sitting back on wide receivers and running backs. So here's the simple plan. If you want to make it simple, there's a top clear cut top three tight ends. You have Kelsey, you have Kittle, and you have Ertz. Some people put Evan Ingram in that range. I would say that's an optional player. He could be very good, but I don't trust his injuries. I don't trust his quarterback, but he is the fourth. If you don't draft those three tight ends, maybe Ingram, then wait, okay? But if you want to go up and get one of those guys, I understand at the end of the second or in the third round, if you want to try to grab one of those guys, I don't mind it, but you'd better not draft a quarterback until later because you have to make up with that pick with running backs and wide receivers. So in your first 6 to 7 picks, I expect you to have three running backs, three wide receivers, and a tight end, or you could have three running backs, four wide receivers, and then that's when you pick your quarterback. So that's the strategy this year. And again, we're going to go break down the quarterback situation, but let me just for fun rip off the top names. You could do the count with me, but it's 1 Mahomes, 2 Rodgers, 3 Watson, 4 Matty Ice, 5 Baker, 6 Luck. If he's healthy, we'll get into that. You got Wentz, you got Goff, you got Big Ben. If you're a Kyler Murray guy because you believe in that upside, sure. I haven't mentioned Russell Wilson yet, Drew Brees, Kirk Cousins. We're going to talk about Jameis Winston a lot. Dak Prescott. Oh, did we forget about Cam Newton? Am I making my point here?
Right.
Okay.
Plenty of good quarterbacks.
Ridiculous amounts of good ones, and they're not just going to magically disappear. So have the discipline and wait on them.
So a two-quarterback league, which is I'm in also, the minute a quarterback goes, talk about a run, people really get scared. Because then all of a sudden, you see the same guy take, let's say, a Russell Wilson, and then he's got another pick on the next round, and then he picks another quarterback, and people get scared. So in that point also, it's just kind of stick to the guns of, there are if you're in a 10 or 12 or a 14 team league and you're only starting one quarterback, that is the simple strategy to say, I'm not going anywhere till the eighth or ninth round, because 14 quarterbacks are going to go. There's 18 or 19 quarterbacks in the league that you could start every week and be very happy about, at least at that point. So just be weary of the run. Stay away from the run, basically, is the best advice you can give on that.
You either start a run, but you do not end a run, okay? You could start a run. You could start by saying, okay, I'll take Kelsey at pick 18, okay? And I don't personally love that pick, but if you do, you can make up for it, and that's the whole point, and that's waiting on the quarterback. Your next three picks better be focused in the one wide receiver, running back position, and what you need there. But again, once that third Ertz or Kittle gets off the board, you're done. You stop.
There's a lot of guys that are the same.
Oh, I got players, and we're going to discuss the sleepers, the tight ends that you take later. I got young ones. I got old ones. But I got guys that you could definitely take later that could have comeback years, or guys that end up being in the top five the worst move you could do is say, okay, I'm taking Hunter Henry, you know, just a few picks after Zach Ertz went.
Yeah, right. You don't want to get caught in that. All right, let me ask you about a couple guys that are topics, news topics right now, I guess you could say. Like, where are they? Like, what to do? How do you draft them? I'll start off with one of the obvious ones, Ezekiel Elliott. Top five pick in every draft, no matter where you look at it. But he's holding out. But he might not play. More than likely will, but might not. And I would tell you that any other given year, I would say, it's just a holdout. He'll be fine. He'll be there day one. Although we saw Le'Veon Bell sit out the entire season last year, and that's scaring a lot of people. What do you do with Ezekiel Elliott right now? What advice do you give someone who might want him or is in that third, fourth, or fifth spot in the league where it might fall to him?
Okay, so great question, and we are still early in the, you know, in the, I guess, the draft season. So if you do have an early draft, what you do with Ezekiel Elliott is I don't think you draft him. And I do believe he is going to play. I really do. But I really believe Le'Veon Bell was going to play last year. And look what happened there. Le'Veon Bell went one or two in every fantasy league last year, and you could just ask those people how they did.
Right.
I mean, it literally ruins your season from the beginning. That's a risk that I don't think is necessary. So until he signs and is in camp, I can't do it. Now, if you are one of those people who are really reading into his contract, he's got 2 years left, it makes no sense for him not to play, then you better pick his backup, who I believe is a rookie named Troy Pollard. And you have to have, you know, the handcuff in that situation, and you have to draft it not too early because not everyone's going to be on that radar at this point, but you have to have him. So if you have Ezekiel Elliott, make sure you back him up. But as of right now, I'm not drafting anybody who is not playing. So that just leads right into Melvin Gordon, completely and utterly on my do not draft list right now.
Which is a great player also in fantasy leagues over the last couple of years. A great player.
Consistent top five running back, as consistent as it gets. He's a complete monster when he plays. But he's a guy who has a financial reason to hold out. I do believe he'll be playing by week 10. He's one of those guys that has to play by week 10, or else he has another year on his contract the next year. But, right, like, you could just draft really quality players right now. Like, are you going to draft Melvin Gordon, or are you going to go and draft, Mike Evans? You know, it's a no-brainer for me.
Right.
So I'm holding. If they're not playing right now, there is no reason to take that risk because, you know, last year a lot of people again got burnt on that Bell, and you just don't want to start your fantasy season off with your first round draft pick never playing. It will not work out well for you.
Right. Yeah, and I wouldn't touch that. All right, so other guy, I guess, that's in the news that we're talking about that is having a helmet issue. He's having a foot issue. He's also could have been the number one overall pick the last couple of years in everyone's fantasy draft. Gets 160 targets a year. He's going to catch 100 balls if he gets that many targets. He's going to get you double-digit touchdowns. He's going to get you 1,500 yards. Yes, it's Antonio Brown. What do you do there with Antonio Brown? Where do you take him? Where do you wait? Where's too early? What, you know, I don't want to say too late, because if you get him in the fifth, sixth, or seventh round, of course you got to steal there. But what's too early to take him, considering the fact that, you know, if he's out there, production's not going to be a problem with that guy?
If he is out there, there is every reason to believe he will be a top three wide receiver, because he's done it for the last 6 years. If you still are watching Hard Knocks, he still has plenty in his game.
So much juice, that guy. Oh my God.
He's amazing. He really is amazing. I mean, if you go back to the highlights, he made Big Ben look good, because those 50-50 balls, I don't care what size he was, he got them all the time. That made him one of the greats at the position. That being said, he's the type of guy who could just make one snap of a decision and he is out. He's just going to say, I'm not playing football anymore. I think he's that crazy. And I don't really trust him. That's the truth. But there's always a point in a draft where you say, okay, I'm going to take this risk. For me, if he's available in your third round draft pick, you have to do it. You have to do it. It's just, if when he plays, you have a first round value in the third round. But, you know, I still am going to lean towards, you know, the Tyreek Hill, the Mike Evans ahead of him. But right now, I'm going to take Antonio Brown ahead of the Adam Thielen, T.Y. Hilton, and Keenan Allen range. So that's where I'm giving it to
okay.
you. The range where it drops off for me is, you know, Julio, Juju, Tyreek, Mike Evans, those guys, they don't have those issues. And you know what you're going to get from those guys for the most part. Well, I shouldn't say that about Tyreek Hill. another story.
Right.
Right. But Antonio Brown is too good. If you have him in the third round and he's there, pounce on him, take the chance. That's the one where it could separate you from the everybody, for, you know, really quickly.
All right, a couple guys last year struggled big time that were quarterbacks. Just a couple guys that you were expecting decent years from. You have any guys, kind of comeback guys, that people kind of gave up on at the end of last year or mid you know, season last year that you were loving this year or think that it's going to have some sort of just comeback, some sort of last year was a disappointment, this year going to be a fantasy stud? I guess start with the quarterback position and give me a guy or two that you think this is the comeback year for them fantasy-wise.
Great. This is exactly why I told you guys to take a lot of running backs, wide receivers, and in one of those top three tight ends early, because there's two players on my board that I think you could wait maybe even round 8 or 9, depends on the flow of your draft. And listen, everybody, you got to be paying attention to your draft when you're in your draft room. You know, based on what quarterback you want to target, I'm going to give you two right now. You might be able to wait a few more rounds. You could see who's out there. But the player that I am just going all in, the chips are all in, are on famous Jameis Winston.
All right.
This is it, man. This is his year. He's got the right coach, Bruce Arians.
Stud.
What does he do? He throws.
Airs it out.
Airs it out. Can Jameis air it out? You're damn right he can.
He's got a good arm, right, yeah.
There's just something that's telling me that it's all going to click for him. And the major reason why is he has two fantasy wide receiver studs. Everyone knows about Mike Evans.
Right, right.
And right now, if you pay any attention to fantasy football, the big hot name is Chris Godwin. There's a reason. He's a stud, dude. He's a stud. And, you know, they have a great, great tight end in O.J. Howard. So he's got a loaded offense, an offensive line that's going to give him, I think, enough time to make it happen. And he's in the Bruce Arians offense. This has top five written all over him. So when someone's drafting Aaron Rodgers in the third round, again, I don't know why I always say it, over someone like Stefon Diggs, because I love Stefon Diggs, or someone over Amari Cooper in that range, I'm telling you to wait five more rounds, and I'm telling you Jameis Winston's going to have more fantasy points than Aaron Rodgers this year.
Wow.
That's what I'm
wow.
saying. So I'm going out and flat out saying it. This is his year. Is he going to lead a team to the Super Bowl? Absolutely not. This is not real NFL.
We don't care about wins or losses in fantasy football. We care about stats.
Stats. There's a lot of 300-plus yard games in him. There's a lot of touchdowns. Yeah, there'll be interceptions. But Jameis Winston is my big-time play. Based on where he's being drafted, I'm all in. You know, another player, and it's not one of my comeback, but yes, I love Baker Mayfield. Yes, I think he's going to throw the ball all over the place, but he's just going a whole lot earlier. But if you're a type of guy who's like, I want Baker Mayfield, and he's there in your 7th round draft pick, go for it. You're going to have a lot of fun. I mean,
fun watching the Browns anyway.
He really is Brett Favre reincarnated. That's really what I see. He's going to throw your interceptions, but he's going to forget about them real fast. He's going to throw for, I mean, look at those weapons he has. So I'm a big fan of Baker as well, but my go-to guy is Jameis Winston. But my comeback player of this year is Kirk Cousins, Minnesota.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
So now I understand why you're saying Diggs so much.
Exactly.
Well done.
There you go. Diggs and Thielen are completely awesome weapons. You got Rudolph, who's a great tight end. And then you have Dalvin Cook, who I'm obsessed with in the running back position as well. He's also, you know, going around mid-second round, by the way. But Kirk Cousins had a bad year. But he is by no means a bad quarterback. And last year he had a bad year, but somehow managed to finish as a top 10 quarterback. And that was coming off of what people were really dogging him. He's got the weapons. He's got a year under his belt in that system. Kirk Cousins is going real late. Draft him as your backup if you have a one quarterback league. That's literally how late he's going. I think you're going to get a guy that's going to give you a lot of weeks that are going to be as good as the best. So between Jameis Winston, Kirk Cousins, and then if you like Baker, those are my quarterbacks that I'd be targeting in my strategy of not taking a quarterback early.
All right, so let's go to the next position. Obviously, running back, which is you go back in fantasy the last 10 or 15 years, and you look back at the first rounds of everybody's fantasy football draft, and it's, you know, 8 or 9 or 10 running backs. Boom, 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 boom. Changed a little bit. Obviously, wide receivers have gotten a lot better stat-wise, and people are depending on them. And then you got the random person in everyone's league that takes, you know, Pat Mahomes at the 7th pick overall just because it's Pat Mahomes and the and that. But running back position, when it comes to comebacks or guys who you think are going to have big seasons this year that might not have had a season last year or might have sat out the whole year last year, where are you on the running back position with your kind of comeback players or guys to look at?
Okay, so let's not forget there is a nose pick of the year this year, but we're going to podcast tease it. Is that what we call it?
Yes. Okay. Great. Well done.
I'm going to podcast tease that. I am going to bring up some running backs right now, but it is not my nose pick of the year.
Okay.
Who is a running back.
No, that'll be. We'll end the podcast today with the nose pick of the year. I'm actually excited for this because last year we didn't have a chance to do the nose pick of the year. We got nose picks of the week and we got bloody noses and we got, you know, nose candy, but we didn't get a nose pick of the year. I'm excited for that. Great tease by you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Running back. Let's do it. Okay. Everyone's asking about Le'Veon Bell because of the unknown and what are they going to do and how are they going to use him. Well, I'm going to be the first person to say I am all in on the Jets offense as well. I know for you Dolphin fans who are out there, you probably don't like hearing this because you want your team to be on the rise and not the Jets, but their quarterback is like really good.
Yes.
And stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
Their team is good. Adam Gase is there. If you kind of listen into Adam Gase's mind a little bit, which is not easy with the crazy eyes and all the stuff that he's been known for lately, I almost predict Le'Veon Bell is going to have about 450 touches this year.
Thank you.
With catches and rushes and everything he's going to do. He probably is right now the second best wide receiver on the team also. And they have a couple of good wide receivers on the team. And obviously he's the number one stud running back, and he'll be the bell cow for that team as well.
Okay, bell cow. Haven't used that word yet on this podcast, and I think that there are now a lot fewer, you know, there's not a lot of them anymore.
No, okay. it's kind of a hidden gem now in the NFL.
Jerome Bettis ain't walking through that door.
Terrell Davis isn't walking through
that door.
Not walking through that door. Sean Alexander's not walking through that door.
Oh, good
All
one.
Those guys are gone.
Right, they are. And
is Le'Veon Bell the closest thing to that? Or one of the closest things to that.
So he's off a year. He hasn't used his legs in a year, and that's an advantage for him. I don't care.
Walk into strip clubs.
Well.
And dance at nightclubs.
Good point.
Right.
That is a little, you know, that could take a lot of energy out of a man,
right.
For sure.
Of course.
So Le'Veon Bell is exactly what you said he is. He's going to get so many touches. They signed him for a lot of money, not to just let him rest or this is not a Todd Gurley situation where when they're winning games, he'll be out. No, no. They're going to literally take him and drive him into the defense's hearts, and he's going to win games at the end of, you know, in the fourth quarter. He's going to be the man. Of course, there's an unknown. It's a new team. It's not Big Ben. There is no Antonio and Juju on both sides. The running back, you know, there are good wide receivers, and I do love Robbie Anderson.
Quincy, Anuma, I don't even know how to say his name.
Jameson Crowder. No, they're good.
But there's not an Antonio Brown on one side, and there's not a Big Ben throwing the ball. It's Sam Darnold, and it's Robbie Anderson.
So many checkdowns.
Right.
So many checkdowns.
Exactly.
And those are points in a full PPR league. Are you kidding me?
You're still getting something.
So I am giving you a straight up thumbs up. Go ahead and take him before a Todd Gurley. Take him before a Melvin Gordon. Take him before a Joe Mixon. I like Le'Veon Bell right in that, you know, 8 to 10 slot. And I know people, you know, it's not going to look so sexy maybe when you take him, but let's not forget he's 1 year removed from being number one or number two in every fantasy league. He is the Saquon Barkley. He was the Saquon Barkley for like 3 or 4 years. He didn't play last year. He's not injured. He's ready. He's definitely going to do it. I know it. So comeback player. Le'Veon Bell, no brainer. Feel comfortable taking him at the end of your first round draft pick.
Any other running backs that fit into the category this year?
In terms of comeback, there's probably, you know, not so many players, but I'm going to give you players that I really believe in. I love Chris Carson out of Seattle. This is a not sexy pick. He's going in the 5th round of most drafts right now. So if you're a guy who goes, and I have no problem with you at the end of your first round and early 2nd round pick, if you have a later pick, if you go Michael Thomas and Odell Beckham, I love it.
Wow,
I don't,
sexy.
It
Very
is.
Sexy.
But when you come back, the players that I want to ask you to look at are Chris Carson from Seattle. Love. Kerryon Johnson in Detroit is a... Oh, did he come real close to the nose pick of the year? Yeah, he did.
Wow.
I think they're going to go ground and pound in Detroit.
Yeah, they got Patricia on defense, you know, doing the entire defense there. It's the old school mentality of play defense, run the ball. It's basically before Brady got to New England what they wanted to do there, and then they just got Tom Brady instead.
Exactly. Yeah. And Kerryon Johnson is going to be on the field for third downs, which is another huge deal when it comes down to fantasy. So they did sign C.J. Anderson.
They did, yes.
Does not affect me at all. Love Kerryon Johnson. Another thing is, I don't know what's going on with Andrew Luck. We're not going to know until...
He's so scary. I picked him 2 years ago in one of my nightmare situations in fantasy where Ezekiel Elliott was facing that suspension. I needed a quarterback, and Ezekiel Elliott was still on the board. We're talking 4 or 5 rounds in. Something crazy.
You blew it.
And I blew it. I took Andrew Luck. He didn't play one play that entire season. Ezekiel Elliott, was suspended 2 games? Whatever it was, he had a 4 game that was sent down to 2. No one was scared of him anymore. The guy took him. He had 2 great running backs in the league. He won the league that year. If I would have just...
You're so angry.
Oh, I'm
so... You look at you, you're bitter from 3 years ago.
And this is what happens. It happens in fantasy where you just get bitter and remember something that happened 3 years ago. I will never forget the fact that Kyle took Ezekiel Elliott the second after. I announced Andrew Luck. Here's my pick right now. 1 second into the clock for him, he picked Ezekiel Elliott, and I knew at that point, Jesus, did I screw up.
You did.
Yeah.
But in the strategy of what we're doing, Andy Luck is not being drafted. But
I'm scared of him.
But why I brought him up is I love Marlon Mack. And Marlon Mack is Return of the Mack. Craig Mack is a stud when Andrew Luck is there. Now, I do think Brissett's a good backup. But Marlon Mack is a player rising on my board. So, again, Chris Carson, Marlon Mack, Kerryon Johnson, great options in your rounds 5 through 7 in terms of running backs.
All right, so now let's go to the wide receiver position. Do you have anyone wide receiver-wise that you want to kind of bring up? It might be a comeback guy, just might be a guy to keep your eyes on, or someone sexy for you.
Yes, and his name is Allen Robinson, Chicago Bears.
Wow.
Yes, we haven't heard his name a lot.
Right.
You're not hearing it a lot.
No,
you have not. So let's go over him. And you get another year removed from his ACL tear. So, you know, that's a huge deal. Year one after it, you can play, you're okay. But after that year two... It's a lot better. The knee is a lot better. He's got a great rapport with Trubisky, and the targets were there last year, but he didn't have that breakout year last year because I do believe he was a bit slower. This year, I just love that Chicago offense. It stems under the Andy Reid offense,
right,
the umbrella.
Matt Nagy, yeah,
right,
yeah.
And that just means that they're going to throw it, and they're going to target him. So a guy who is going completely under the radar for me right now is Allen Robinson, because as of like 3 years ago or 2 years ago when he was on the Jacksonville, he was going in the late second, early third round picks. If you don't remember, he was that it guy.
He was a stud. Yep.
And he still is.
Right.
And that's my point, because he's still young, and he's got now an offense that's going to get him the ball. So Allen Robinson is a player that is going – right now, his overall average draft position is 85.
Wow.
What? If you could get him in your 8th round, steal.
Steal right there. I think he went steal. In the 4th round in my draft, I think. Yeah, 4th or 5th, yeah.
Okay, well, you also are in a league that has keepers, so you have to remember.
Right,
so it's a
right,
few,
right.
It's probably like closer to 6th
round.
So
maybe 6th round, yeah.
Yeah, so that is an overall, Allen Robinson's got a huge comeback in him. Another player that I'm calling my, I don't know if it's a sleeper at this point, but I love Curtis Samuel.
Ooh,
of Carolina.
Wow.
I think Cam Newton's got some weapons with DJ Moore and Curtis Samuel, but this guy, Ohio State, super fast, having apparently a monster, spring training?
Right, yeah, training camp.
Whatever, training
it's
camp.
Close.
It's not
yeah,
baseball.
Close enough, yeah.
I'm still in baseball, Mike.
Yeah, you are.
So Curtis Samuel is a player that is going late, that has a tremendous amount of upside, long touchdowns. They're going to get him the ball a lot more. So big-time sleeper on that one.
Wow, very nice. All right, so those are a lot of the players that you kind of want to bring up, and if they're there. Do you have tight end guys?
I do.
Okay, good, because that was another position. I know that they're very top-heavy. It's Kelce, it's Ertz, it's Kittle, then it's a huge drop-off, and maybe not a huge drop-off, but at least name-wise, because in my league, those three went, and then it was a while before another tight end went. It's sort of like the old-school like quarterback days. You either took Aaron Rodgers in the first round or second round, and then another quarterback didn't go for a couple rounds. I think the tight end position is finally there. No Gronk for the first time in a decade, that you're not going to be able to draft Gronk in your league. Jimmy Graham is nowhere to be found anymore, or he's still in the league, but it's just like, where the hell is he?
Yeah.
But I guess it's Kelce, it's Kittle, it's Ertz, some way in that order, and then what?
Okay, so right, it's Kelce is an obvious pick. If you want to take him in the mid to late second round, I have no problem with it, but then come back strong with plenty of running backs and wide receivers. George Kittle might be, in my opinion, the most talented of all of them. I said it over.
Didn't he have like a 200-yard game or two of them last year?
The dude is so for real.
Right. Jimmy G
is
back,
so
right.
Not for real. I don't know. Dude, that guy looks terrible.
I'm scared of him.
I'm not going to get too worked up over preseason, but oh my God.
He had a 0.0 quarterback rating the other game.
It was bad. Yeah. I watched it. Yeah. I mean, and what they didn't show on the stats is he threw two balls into defensive backs' chests.
Bounced off their chest. Yeah.
Right. So that could have been three interceptions out of five passes. But anyway, George Kittle is a monster, and then everyone knows Zach Ertz by now. Those are your top three. We discussed it earlier with Ingram as your 3.5. After that, stop. Do not draft. Do not draft O.J. Howard. Do not draft Jared Cook. Wait. Wait on Hunter. You know, do not draft these guys. And when you go down, take Darren Waller from the Oakland Raiders. Take Delanie Walker from the Tennessee Titans. Take Vance McDonald of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Those are the three tight ends that I'm saying to wait and grab later, because they can give you the production of what, say, a fourth or fifth overall tight end is going to be. They're not going to be the top three guys. But, you know, listen, going back to it, are you going to take George Kittle? Or are you going to take, should I just go back to it?
Of course.
To a Vikings receiver. Let's just call it that.
Yeah.
I prefer the receiver in that situation.
Sure.
Because I watched Delanie Walker looking very good. He's going to be targeted a ton in Tennessee. He's coming off the injury, but he's going to be fine. And any of those guys I just named, Darren Waller, pure upside type of player, suspended for all kinds of abuse of drugs and alcohol.
Years ago, yeah.
But now he is back. He looks clean, and he looks really, really like Gruden's going to use him as a weapon in the red zone.
Watch Hard Knocks. You'll see they call him in for special plays at this point, so that's interesting.
And the last, Vance McDonald, too. If you remember, that guy clubs people.
Right. He's a good guy. He's a great pick also. So basically, if you're not getting one of those top three guys, wait.
That's it.
Like, if you're not getting Kittle, if you're not getting Ertz, if you didn't pick Kelce, wait until you can get one of those bottom three guys. Not even bottom three, but just kind of lower tier tight ends at that point. All right, so we went over a bunch of the strategy. We went over a bunch of the guys that knows loves that might not be on your radar right now, so keep them on your radar. Are we getting closer in the podcast for you giving me the nose pick of the year? Because I'm getting kind of anxious.
We are. And before we get there, we have a few more podcasts that are coming out before our – you know, before the season starts.
Sure.
So next week, I am going to dive in to almost, we could do like a quick rapid fire of players that I like and don't like.
Yes.
So I know we didn't get to every single player. You know, a lot of people love Carson Wentz right now, and so do I. I like him a lot. So he's one of those guys that he's in that seventh round. He's a beautiful pick there.
Right.
But we're going to, you know, there's a lot of guys I want to go over.
All right, so we'll go over rankings and stuff like that in the next couple podcasts, getting you up to the first week of the season. Obviously, when we get close to that Thursday night opener, I think it's Bears and Packers, at that point we will do the starts and sits and who to get. But the next couple weeks are all draft strategy, who do you like, what do you like, this and that. That's why if you have any questions and you want to get them kind of answered here, if you don't get on the regular show, the Joe Rose Show, when Nose is here and he's doing live in studio, you can always hit us up on Twitter, at Spencer Nose, N-O-S-E. Ask a couple questions. We'll try to answer them on the podcast as well.
So you want to get the nose pick of
the year. Yes, I've been waiting. Look at me. I'm waiting.
You are waiting.
I am waiting.
I know. Okay, nose pick of the year, running back.
First ever nose pick of the year.
This is it.
This is it.
This is the player that I am saying you need to go in your fourth or fifth round draft pick if he is there, and you will draft him, and you will just scream at me if I'm wrong, and I will take the abuse because I know I am not wrong. As long as he can stay healthy, Aaron Jones.
Whoa.
Green Bay Packers.
Wow.
Running back. This is his year to go nuts. Top five running back overall. I believe in him. The offensive line there is still very strong.
It is good.
Okay.
You got to do that chugs beers. I love that guy.
You got Aaron Rodgers you got to deal with if you're the defense. So they're not just putting people in the box like they're going to do against Saquon Barkley. Aaron Jones right now is going in around 51st overall. That's his average draft position, which means you could snag him in your fourth or fifth round
End
pick.
Of the four, top five,
correct.
Right around there.
So It's a must. It's a must. He's going to break out. He's going to have 1,300 yards. He's going to have over 10 touchdowns. This is the player that I'm saying is the difference maker in your fantasy team. And next week I'll come out and I'll have a nose pick of that segment, but this is the nose pick of the year.
Wow.
This is
wow.
it. I am saying if he could stay healthy, of course, that's my caveat, and that's a caveat for any player. He's going to be a breakout, and just in a huge way. I love everything about him. I just love his toughness. He's super quick. He hits the hole, and when he goes, he's gone. He's going to have multiple touchdowns of 20-plus yards, and he's just going to be a horse for Green Bay. And so, yes, nose pick of the year. Draft him, look for him, point him out. I know I'm not wrong on this one. That's how confident I am. I know he's going to be awesome. So if you could get Aaron Jones, not Aaron Rodgers, no. That goes against the strategy.
Right.
So don't pick him. Pick Aaron Jones. You're not going to – it's just going to change your whole fantasy team, because the way I'm strategizing is I think you should have two wide receivers and a running back before him, and those are going to be really, really impactful players because it's your first three picks. And then you get Aaron Jones. Oh, my. If you miss out on Aaron Jones, I'm telling you to take Kerryon Johnson or Chris Carson – or take them both, because if you start off with your team and you have Hopkins and Mike Evans, and then you back it up with something like Aaron Jones and one of Chris Carson and Kerryon Johnson, you're going to have a good chance to win your fantasy league.
It's a good start to a team.
It's not a good start. It's a great start.
Right, right. All right, that is The Nose at Spencer Nose on Twitter, N-O-S-E. This is the Zach and The Nose podcast, volume 30, the Bernard King edition, or the Terrell Davis edition, whatever you want to call it. I'm good with both. Excited to get fantasy football started. Excited to get drafting started. Excited for everything that's going on with football at this point. And excited that you're back sitting next to me for the next couple months as we talk fantasy football again.
It's great. Great to be here. It's great to be back. You could tweet me at Spencer Nose, N-O-S-E, if you have any questions. I'm blunt, I'm to the point, and I'm very confident in what I'm doing. I'm trying not to be cocky, but I am confident.
All right. Well, that's it for us right now. We'll be back with you next week as well. We'll go over some more ranking stuff. Like Nose said, if you have anything specific you want answered and you don't get on the live show, segment with Nose on the Joe Rose Show with Zach Brandt, then you could always get here on the podcast with us. Nose, have a good week. Good luck in all your drafts. If you're doing it, keep your eyes on the prize. If you're trying to get Ezekiel Elliott, Melvin Gordon, or any of these guys, keep your eyes on the television or Twitter to see what's going on with them. Until next week, we'll speak to you later, and we love you.
It's Zach and the Nose.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.